Shem, what if I were to tell you that boneless wings and chicken nuggets are the same thing?
I listen.
What would you just no, just off instant reaction?
Oh, it enrages me. It's true. Here's the problem. I'm a boneless person. I always eat bone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting now. My name is Oscar. I'm joined as always by my co-host and best bud.
Shan.
How art thou, Shan?
Good. Doing really good.
Yeah, hanging in there.
Yeah, hanging in. It's I'm not drowned in the river that I had to drive home on Friday in that rain.
Yeah, it's been gnarly out here in SoCal with the storms.
I bought Lady and Otis raincoats today.
That's so cute. It's gonna rain again next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Well,
I
if you
think
want to buy
Sunday too.
raincoats, Aldi has dog raincoats for $7.
$7?
And they have matching booties.
Oh my gosh. We got serious boots and he will not. He does the weird like
Yeah, I
windmill
don't think my mom
walk.
wants to get them the matching boots. And I'm like, I don't think, like, I'm not, like, they're wearing the raincoats. They're doing
Yeah.
okay. Otis got a rubber ducky one. Lady got a yellow one, like picnic blanket yellow, like the
That's
checkered
cute.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also have a dinosaur one.
I saw her knock the F out in the Snapchat you sent me the other day. I thought she looked dead. I was terrified. I was
When
like, Shen,
she knocked
no.
me,
Yes.
she sleeps so soundly when she falls asleep.
She's the cutest.
She's the cutest.
Lady, lady, lady.
Well, let's have it. I saw this before you put it in here, and I was like, oh
Oh,
yes,
you saw it
perfect.
before I put it in there.
It got suggested. It was a suggested tweet for me, probably because we watch a lot of the same things tweeted.
So let me see if I can find anything more on this.
Other than this, the tweet.
Yeah,
Come
here
on,
we
Daily
go.
Loud.
KCRA. A man is suing Buffalo Wild Wings. He said boneless wings aren't really wings. A man, yeah, he says they're really chicken nuggets. In a lawsuit filed over the weekend, the man accuses Buffalo Wild Wings of false advertising. He
He's
says
going to win.
the name boneless buffalo wings would mean they are deboned buffalo wings, but he says they are instead slices of chicken breast meat, deep fried
Deep
like
fried.
wings. You know what? But chicken nuggets aren't.
It's not
Oh,
the same thing. Yeah, and
oh,
that's
oh.
the it's not the same thing as chicken nuggets, but he is correct. It does not contain any wing meat. It's not like they're pulling the wing meat off of it and then grinding it up and then calling it boneless wings. They're using another part of the chicken. So technically.
The lawsuit calls on Buffalo Wild Wings to change the name of the product or indicate on the menu that the food is chicken breast meat.
Here's the thing. Why is he only bringing this against Buffalo Wild Wings? Because Wingstop does the same thing.
I think all wing places do the
Yeah,
same thing.
every single wing place calls them boneless wings, and it's not like they put quotes around wings. So why is Buffalo Wild Wings the person to go to? Like, why is he not naming, Buffalo Wild Wings plus Wingstop plus, like, what does he think? They're going to be a big powerhouse? Does he think that no, like, Wingstop isn't going to step in to help Buffalo Wild Wings so nobody sues them? Like,
I don't know, man. I'm with you. I think if anything,
So
well, I don't know.
you're a boneless person.
Yes,
Yes.
but
What
I
is
don't eat.
your reasoning behind? I have a solid reason behind mine. What is
Yeah.
your reason behind preferring boneless to bone-in wings?
Oh, I just don't like bone in any of my foods. Especially if like something claims to be boneless, and then there's like
And then you find a bone.
an accidental bit of bone, and I bite into it, it's like almost instant like projectile vomit for me. It's like I can't handle bone in my, I don't do any form of bone in chicken or bone in food, really. I don't like bone. It's
Interesting.
a texture thing. I don't like biting into it. I'm getting just like, yeah, like
So you don't like
grossed out.
ribs?
I'll like cut the meat off of them, basically. I'll
So
like
I will eat drumsticks. I will eat ribs with like straight off the bone.
so I'll do it. I'll eat it straight off the bone, but after, but when I'm done with a plate of ribs, most people would be like, "You didn't even fucking eat these ribs."
Oh my God, you're like my
Yeah.
salary does that. It
Yeah,
drives
yeah,
me
yeah.
absolutely
Yeah.
insane.
Cuz
Absolutely insane. She leaves so much meat on the bone.
I can't get close and I can't get closer to the bone. I can't do like weird cartilage either. So like
My reasoning behind it is that usually, especially wings, are my drunk food. And I don't want to choke on a chicken bone when I'm drunk.
I see.
So, like, I now am so accustomed to wings that are boneless. It's like, I'm not gonna get it bone in because like that's weird now texture wise to me that wings having the bone
You eat
in
drumsticks
them.
though, you said?
I eat drumsticks.
Oh, I can't see. I
I
couldn't
eat
have. I
drumsticks.
cannot.
I eat like you know the turkey ones? The giant.
The turkey legs? Yeah, no
Yeah, I'll eat
thanks.
those. I'll eat ribs like down like there is nothing left. Oh, if I eat anything that has a bone in it, there's nothing left by the time I'm done with that
Do you
thing.
eat? Are you a bone marrow person? Do you like
No.
suck the marrow out of
That
the
I'm not.
bones?
No, I
Okay.
don't do that one.
A lot of people
Yep.
do, and it's
I know. I
supposedly really
know.
like healthy
It's
for
good
you
for
and
you.
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like bone broth.
Yeah. It's got like
Yeah.
fucking stem cells in it and shit.
There you go. You fix your lupus.
Yeah. There you go. Just crack open a bunch of fucking ribs, baby. Like,
but I
fucking,
saw it
there's
though.
like,
They're not chicken nuggets though.
Mexican taco trucks are doing bone marrow now.
Interesting.
Because they do ribs. So
Yeah.
then what they do is they just split one of the rib bones in half and put it on the grill, and then they like scrape it off and like do like a mixture with like kind
Not
of like
horrible.
tacos.
Not horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Did
it's, I
you
wouldn't
see
do
the
it because of
thing?
the gelatinous nature of it, but I can see how people are into it, you know?
Did you see the thing that went through like this is gonna be really weird. Like about I think like a year ago where like white people on TikTok were all like, we're having spa water.
Oh,
They were
dude,
having it was just aqua
don't
frescas.
fucking, don't, literally don't
It
fucking talk to
was
me
like
about spa water.
aqua frescas. Like
Literally, if you paid like $16 to $20 for an agua fresca because it was called spa water, you fucking deserve it. You deserve to get
you do
got.
fucking deserve it. I was like looking at these and was like, what the fuck is spa water? And
You
then they're
know
like
what?
showing
Like,
pictures. I'm like, that's just
I applaud
I
my
could go down
people.
the
I
corner and get that at a taqueria.
applaud my people who saw the TikTok and were like, I can sell this to these white people and jack the prices up. I applaud my people who came up, but no,
But
don't
yeah.
fucking. The spa
Yeah.
water thing literally drove
Oh,
me fucking
that
insane.
was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Job, guys.
But
Good
yeah,
job.
they're not chicken nuggets. They
I guess
are
you
chunks
Columbus
of,
your way into
they are. They
almost
are
fresh.
chunks of breast meat, in my opinion. I mean, obviously they are
Yeah.
because that's my, but
And that's like, I'm wondering if their defenses.
a chicken nugget isn't like, some of them claim to be all white meat chicken or whatever, but for the most part, a chicken nugget is like a, but it's kind of like a, it's like the hot dog of chicken. It's like
Yeah.
they grind all this gross mess
Like
of chicken into like
the
a,
stuff that there is not enough of to like make a thing, they grind
yeah,
it all up and
they
then
grind
they
it.
like form
And
it
then
into weird shapes. That's why there's
fry
four
them.
known shapes of McDonald's chicken nuggets. There wouldn't be known shapes if they weren't shaping them.
Yeah.
Like if these were naturally occurring, you wouldn't have shapes that they've looked at. Like are chicken nuggets necessarily bad for you? I don't know. I don't know
I
enough.
mean, it's fried food. Not fried
Yeah.
food in general isn't the
Yeah,
best
not
for
great
you.
for you. Yeah, like, but I don't think like chicken nu be them being nuggified makes them any worse than
No, I mean,
boneless wings.
like you, no, absolutely not. It's just
It's
it's
just
all
not the
chicken.
same thing.
It's all chicken protein is what it is. You know what I mean? But I mean, if this man's gonna get his fucking bag off of this, like off of a technicality, then I guess go off, sir. Get your money. But I mean,
Yeah.
come on.
He is like first of act. And I'm wondering if in this court case, I'm sorry, I just blocked my mouth for a minute there. I'm wondering if this in this court case, like, Wingstop's gonna jump in to help them, like, and whatnot. Because the thing is, like, if he wins in this, then he's gonna go to like and do it with the Wingstop and with like small mom and pop shops, like
KFC, like anywhere,
everything,
everything,
anybody who
yeah.
has boneless wings.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna be able to change all your stuff over fast enough that he's gonna be claimed that you did it for years and like retroactively get it. And it's like, so they should jump in and help. Here's the argument that they could try and pull, because if it is breast meat, you could pull that, like, that is connected to the wing and helps and makes the wing move. So it's technically a part of the wing. Like,
Oh, see, and I think you're right though, because apparently the man who filed the lawsuit has filed multiple other class action lawsuits regarding various other products. So he's just like a fucking scam kind of artist
he
trying to
just
like
finds anything.
just to like start suing people about.
Yeah.
He's
So
one
he
of
just
those
finds
guys.
anything.
He's a serial sewer.
Ew. Ew.
He's a serial sewer. I can't.
My brain is just processing like that. And I know what we're talking about, right? But my brain is saying serial sewer and then going with the double meaning of that. And it's like he's like a sewer, like Ninja Turtle sewer with like just cereal going through it.
That'd be cool as fuck.
That
A
would be cool
lot
as fuck.
more
I don't think it would taste
a
good.
lot more pleasant than the current reality of what the sewer is, you know? But tell me about 10 Cent Beer Night.
Okay, I'm going to change some of the names in it because the team's names that are included in this have changed. So this story is about the Texas Rangers, name's still the same, and the Cleveland now Guardians,
Okay.
the who were the Yeah. All right, we're gonna leave it at that. So back in this time though, this is in 1974. So it's not like 1920s where it was 10 cent beer night and that was like a decent price for a beer and that was a normal price for a beer. This is 74.
I thought you were gonna tell me a story about how you went to like a
Oh
place
no,
that had a
no,
10 cent beer night
no.
and got like shwasted or
I'm
something.
so glad I was not here when you hear the details of the story.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so this started this the a 10 cent beer night itself started June was on June 4th in 1974. However, the circumstances that really led to how crazy this got started the week prior when the Guardian when Cleveland, I'm just going to call them Cleveland, that's just easier. Cleveland was in Texas playing the Rangers and they were losing spectacularly because they were not doing good. And like lost horribly. There was not a lot of people going to their games really because they were just doing so poorly in the season. You know, it's like an angel game at the end of our season, unfortunately.
The last few years,
Yeah,
you
the last
know.
few years, so our stands are pretty empty kind of thing. So they were not doing good. They lost horribly in Texas. And then they were going up there and they were like, well, are you worried, you know, about going up there? And they're like, the Cleveland fans don't even show up. Like they asked who they ask? Yeah. Oh, there was like a retaliate, like there was like a fight almost on the field down in Texas.
Oh boy.
So they were like, well, are you worried when you go up, like whatnot, the fight's gonna happen again? And they're like, there's not gonna be anybody in the stands. Like we have nothing to be worried about. Well, Cleveland was having 10 cent beer night. Cleveland had pulled off these events before. They'd had five, like a nickel beer night that went off in 71 without a hitch.
Oh my
Went
God.
great, went beautiful. So they don't think anything's gonna come of this. They think it'll be fine. So they, June 4th, 1974, first game of having them there. First game that Texas is there. Well, people come out in drones because this 10 cent beer night and, you know,
It's
cheap
10
beer.
cent beer night, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot else going on in Cleveland. So the promotion drew 25,134 fans to the stadium
Holy
for a
crap.
Tuesday night game.
Holy crap. It's a
Holy
work
crap.
night, y'all.
Yes, twice the number that they expected. They were supposed to limit it to 6 beers a person, but their setup was two college girls who had to just remember the faces. And about a half hour in, they were like, fuck this shit, and bounced. So
They just dipped?
they just dipped. And the 10
They
cent, like their normal
know.
price for beer was 65 cents. They were completely understaffed. There was two
Yeah.
college age girls trying to sell beer to 25,000 people and trying to keep their faces straight to limit them to 6 beers a person. Like, egregiously. Like,
Disaster,
just
yeah.
absolute mayhem. Yeah,
Yeah.
like a disaster to begin with. So because they bounced, they just drove the beer truck and just had somebody stand like at where people would have access to it. And it was only one stand that did it. So it wasn't like every place in it. There was only one place for all of the beer to begin. And so they just drove the beer truck there and just let people go in. So they stopped eventually keeping track of how much beer people were having. So we have
Holy
a game
shit.
that is already pretty intense because of the fight that had happened on the field the week prior. Fans who are pissed off because the team made comments about how they weren't like going to show up and they weren't scared of them.
Pissed
Okay.
off because their team's been sucking all
Pissed off
season.
because their players were sucking. Completely drunk. Now,
Completely
this
fucking wasted.
plastered. Plastered. Now, it started off pretty fun. I'm not going to lie. There was a bunch of people ran onto the field streaking. They were having a blast. They
Oh,
were
God.
having like fun. There were some firecrackers in the stands going off. Like they started like the problem is then they started pelting like hot dogs and
Oh, here
spitting
we
and
go.
throwing like an empty gallon of a Thunderbird like at the Rangers. So they were arguing with calls and like getting mad and angry. So by the seventh inning, anybody who hadn't been drinking was gone. And the remaining crowd became completely even more intoxicated and belligerent because they're still giving them 10 cent beers.
Holy crap,
They
because
haven't
they
cut it
stopped
off
keeping track, yeah.
because they stopped keeping track, so they have no idea how many it is. So early on, the demand for the beer surpassed Cleveland's capacity to ferry it to concession stands. And luminarily, perhaps at the same person who suggested the promotion in the first place, decided to allow fans to line up behind the outfield fences and have their cup directly filled by Strove's company trucks. The promotion achieved critical mass at that moment as weaving, hooting queues of people refilled via an industrial spigot.
Oh my God.
That's like a direct quote from the
Yeah.
Wikipedia right now. So at the bottom of the ninth, Cleveland managed to rally, tying the game at 5-5. They're doing pretty good, quite honestly. They might actually
Yeah.
win the game, kind of thing. And Rusty Torres was on second base, representing the potentially a winning run. So they were this close to winning. However, when a rowdy crowd,
However.
however, with a rowdy crowd
However,
that began
not
drinking heavily for 9 innings, the situation finally boiled over. So, after they managed to win it, a 19-year-old fan named Terry ran onto the field and attempted to steal one of the Rangers' caps.
oh no.
Not a good plan. He stumbled like
Terry, why?
the Ranger stumbled when confronting him, so he fell. So Texas thought he'd been hit. They thought this fan ran onto the field and just
And just
like
socked him
yeah
in the
like because
face.
he fell. So the manager and the players ran out on the field and like manager was like get him, and they ran out of the dugout with their bats.
And they beat the shit out of Terry.
So they ran out with their bats out to go get him. They did not beat him yet. I think they were just like gonna be like stand there in front of him kind of thing. However, once they saw them on the field, remember this is 74.
Holy shit.
This is
This is
74.
mayhem.
When they saw all the Texans run out onto the field with their bats against a fan, a Cleveland fan, everybody started coming out of the stands.
They start stampeding down.
They climbing all over because they'd been doing it the whole time. They'd been streaking
Yeah.
across the field. They had pulled parts of the stadium seats off to use as clubs. This is 1974, so they had chains, they had knives,
Oh my
and
God.
everybody was pouring out of the stands with
To
weapons
like murder the
to
Rangers.
come murder the Rangers. So
What the hell happened?
the umpire is like fucking furious pissed. So they searched on the field and hurled bottles from the stands. 200 fans were surrounding the 25 Rangers, and there was more of them coming. And realizing at that point, oh shit, this is more than a game, the Cleveland manager was like, grab anything you can. We're not letting them kill them. And Cleveland ran out to help Texas.
Oh my God,
So
good.
it's
That's,
all the players
yeah.
against like over 200 fans at this point. So rioters began throwing folding steel chairs. The relief pitcher for Cleveland was hit on the head. They, after subduing one of them in a fist fight, they had to fight another one on their way back to the Texas dugout. And once they got to the dugout, then they went through to the under. So then they got themselves underground. So they fled to the clubhouse, closed, and locked the doors. Crowds stole bases from the infield. They were throwing objects everywhere, cups, bottles, rockets, batteries, like anything they could get their hands on, they were
Batteries.
batteries. Like, yeah, batteries from their radios.
Oh,
Because
God.
they like, didn't have big, like, good big screen TVs back then, so they had the
Yeah.
radios so they could actually hear what was happening. So the umpire, who's been pissed off, by the way, this entire time, basically looked at Cleveland and was like, you have to forfeit because your fans are unruly. Did you know that if a team's fans are unruly, they have to forfeit?
I did not know that, no.
Yeah, so if your team.
If you riot, you can cost your team the game.
Yeah, and they almost won. They were this close.
Fucking idiots.
So he was a victim of the rioters. He was struck and hit cut on part of his head with a stadium seat. And his hand was cut by a thrown rock. He later called the fans uncontrollable beast and stated that he'd never seen anything like ha like that happen except in a zoo. So
Fair.
the rioting continued for 20 minutes. They were
Hell,
just rioting in their
just
stands.
tearing everything apart for like a fucking half hour.
Yep, and it was being called out on the radio. The like people who the sports broadcasters were calling it out on the radio. They noted security guards' inability to control the crowd. They called them an absolute
Where are the
travesty.
cops?
The police finally arrived to restore order, and they arrested 9 fans. And Cleveland escorted the Rangers to their team bus so that they wouldn't get hurt. There was a sports writer who was in the crowd. He didn't get in. There were some of them. They did get some of the reporters in with them, safe. And like reporters, like note, like a couple of the Ranger fans were so pissed off because they were like shaking so angry. So they're just like beating like lockers in there because like their adrenaline's just through the roof. They're already been screamed at, yelled at, and things like hurled at them all time, and now these fans just try to kill
Yeah.
them through the roof. So, but one who got stuck out, he had tried to interview a couple fans. He got punched in the face twice.
Jeez.
They just not giving a fuck. Anybody who's not with them is against them. The Cleveland manager blamed the umpires for losing control of the game.
What?
Not 10 cent beer night. Not the fact that everybody's just drunk out of their mind. And wrote that the perspective might have been different if he had been in the oh that the somebody these Sporting News wrote that the manager's perspective might have been different if he was in the umpire's shoes in the midst of knife wielding, bottle throwing, chair tossing, and fist swinging drunks, because
Like for real,
the
like
general
what?
manager wasn't, it was like a different manager. The general manager wasn't at the game.
Yeah, like what the fuck
Like
do you know, bro? Like you fucking do something about a literal like angry mob.
Yeah, and the American League
Like
president commented.
pitchforks, basically. If they would have had pitchforks, they would have used them.
And the American League president commented there was no question that beer played a role in the riot. Then,
Then.
on July 18th, 1974, they held another 10 cent beer night. This one went on up without a hitch. There's 41,000 fans instead of 25,000. However, they limited it to two cups per person and hand gave them tickets so they could keep track.
There you go. That's how you do it. Not put it on the poor college girls. Disaster, man.
So that is the 10-cent beer night of 1974.
Jeez.
And I would, this is why I was like, I'm not gonna link the thing because I don't want you to read ahead because I want to be able to tell you all of this.
I'm surprised, like, no one actually got like killed by this mob.
Yeah, they said the equivalent, so like a normal beer was 65 cents. They said the equivalent would be if they held a thing right now of a 55 cent beer night.
Holy crap.
Yeah, like, and that was in 2021, so probably by now it'd be like an 85 cent beer night, but that's still like hella cheap,
Yeah,
as opposed
that's
to their normal like
literally crazy.
357 like that we pay, like kind of thing. So
What? Where are you going to get beers? Like, you
not
like
me. No, that's
beers
like
with
at a stadium.
oh, at a stadium.
Yeah,
Really? I don't know. Like
I don't get by beer at stadiums. I
last
don't
I
know.
heard they're like really fucking expensive.
It might be just like specifically in Cleveland, and it's
Cleveland,
apparently it's
yeah.
low alcohol beer. But because there
Oh,
was no regulated, it doesn't matter. They're
yeah.
gonna drink a ton. They're gonna get
Yeah.
enough alcohol at some
Here
point.
you go. Have your Bud Light, sir.
Yep. There you go.
I can't with people. Fucking
And
sports rivalries are fucking insane, man. People get
it wasn't, and
super
like this one
fucking
wasn't like
crazy.
even a rivalry. It was like literally just a week.
Just a one-off like fight, basically.
Yep. Yeah, just like
All
a
right.
wasn't a long time rivalry between Cleveland and Texas. Well, now there probably is. But at least, you know, the Cleveland stepped up and was like, yo, y'all can't kill these people.
You want to talk about Colombia?
Let's go.
So, did you know that Colombia currently has like a big ecological problem
I love NPR.
because of hippos? Like hippos are like overpopulating and like causing mayhem in Colombia.
Fun times.
Because and they're not hippos aren't native to Colombia. They are there because a few like years and years and years ago, Pablo Escobar, the drug lord, he actually brought four hippos from Africa to his hideout in Colombia.
He had, because
After
in the
he
1980s, he had money to burn.
Yeah, and apparently after this man died, they didn't keep like very good track of these hippos, so they escaped into the wild and have just basically been breeding rapidly since whatever this was, the 80s, you said? I don't know when Escobar was a thing, honestly.
So apparently they escaped. So they were being kept. Okay, I'm reading part of this article. So apparently the reason that Pablo
Pablo.
Escobar had hippos is because he was trying to commit create Noah's Ark.
What
So he had
the
a
hell?
bunch of exotic animals.
Oh,
And like had
interesting.
this
Yeah,
idea
he
he
had
could
like a
have like
weird
that
like
person.
menagerie type of thing.
Yes. So when he was killed in 93, most of them were moved to actual other zoos, but the hippos were too big and dangerous. So they just continued to breed and then they escaped.
Holy shit. So now there's 80 to 100 hippos living in the Magdalena River Basin area.
Fun. 40 of them are still living at the Escobar Estate east of
Medellin.
thank you, because I was like the double L was throwing me. which has turned into some kind of hippo amusement park attracting tourists. And then for the last year or so, Clifford's group has been working with local scientists to study these captive animals to try and figure out how to control the rest of the bunch, which are lumbering through the Colombian countryside, an invasive species for the ages.
Holy crap. Despite the bad rap hippos have for being ornery, never get between a hippo and its water, Clifford says locals have grown to love these interlopers and their contribution to the tourist economy. But so the climate, I guess the environment there is similar enough to Africa that they just are fucking, they're just fine?
Interesting. Apparently, also, I think they're endeared because they've scared away the illegal fishermen.
Oh yeah, because those fuckers will murder you on the quickness. Hippos are
So,
very territorial and protective and like pretty dangerous.
yeah. So it used to be that they would use dynamite explosives for certain kind of fishing, but now it's not happening.
Oh look, and here's my thing.
That's so cool.
Colombia's lush lowlands are actually hippo heaven, and their numbers are exploding. He's a professor of ecology at USC, I guess. Oh, at UC San Diego. So apparently, there goes my question, is they just basically thrive there? And I guess, yeah, they
Yeah.
have a similar type of climate, like
They are
the,
having the
if,
problem
you
that they're
know.
having, though, is that their feces trigger algae blooms and make their water toxic to fish.
Oh,
And because of their
no.
massive appetites, they're competing for grass and fruits eaten by the native species.
Oh, no.
There were attempts in the past to cull the hippos, but the locals were outraged after soldiers shot one, so now it's illegal to kill one. So they're working on a birth control plan.
Oh my God.
Because like the locals are so protective of them now, like and adore and love them. Like if they go through the night at like the town at night, they just like give them room. And they're like, "Have a good day. Have a fun, Mr. Hippo." Like they love them.
What the fuck?
This is the fascinating article. I love this. So they're just trying to, so they have to figure out how to like sterilize them
Yeah, that's sad
instead.
though. So they're just gonna like wait them out and until they all die of old age?
Yeah. I mean, as long as they sterilize, potentially, if you sterilize the ones and they stop having new hippos, then these guys would live out their days. And once these ones die, there will be no more.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. I mean, if you're losing native wildlife, it's killing your fish.
No,
And the thing
yeah,
is,
it's
like, the
pretty fucked
locals are
up.
just love them so much and endear to them that it's like, even though they're being an invasive species and they could, like, it seems like maybe because these ones were raised in such captivity that unless you're aggressive towards them, that they are pretty nice. And maybe it's because they were raised like away from the wild ones that are super dangerous, so they just aren't recognizing
They
humans
never
as like a big
as a
danger.
big
And they know
threat,
that,
yeah, because
like,
they've existed around them their whole time,
yeah. So they're just kind of like, yeah, no, we're buddies, like kind of thing. So like,
yeah,
unless you
so
like get in my river, then we like, and they probably don't mind like a person fishing on the side. It was probably just the explosives blowing up their river that they minded.
yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
So
this so it looks like they're gonna try and lure them out of the lakes with sweet carrots. Dart them with a tranquilizer and then inject them with a sterilizing chemical.
at least it's just a chemical and they don't have to take them for surgery.
That's very true. Because
Yeah.
that sounds very both invasive and difficult. You know what I mean?
I love that they're so loved though. Like,
Like
you know?
people just love these hippos.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Well, I mean, if they're not aggressive, like hippos are like semi-cute and dopey, you know what I mean? So I
Like,
mean, I
and that's what, yeah, if these aren't aggressive, I understand why the locals are like, yeah, they're nice. They're our
like
buddies.
don't fucking touch our hippos.
Don't
Like,
hurt our buddies.
yeah, they're homies. So yeah, I get it. So that's the Colombian hippo problem caused by fucking Pablo Escobar.
Thanks,
Pretty
Pablo.
fucking pretty wild, huh?
At least he gave something to the locals. Do you
That's
know
true.
there's an entire episode? Do you know Top Gear that used to be on?
Is that like the British car show?
Yeah. Do you know the that it would number one that Jeremy got fired from Top Gear because he's an ass. And then they made like a, I don't remember what it was called, but they made an Amazon Prime show that was like the same lines. It was a bunch of cars and whatnot, and they did an entire episode in Colombia, and they spent the entire episode go like not referring to the drugs at all,
Oh my God.
like talking themselves around it. And then somebody mentioned it at the end, and they're like, "Man, we were gonna do an entire episode. We were gonna talk about drugs. We were gonna be the first show that did an entire episode in Colombia and didn't talk about the drugs."
And now here we fucking are.
So fun. That was a good episode. Jeremy's still an ass. Jeremy Clarkson's still an ass, but that was a funny episode.
What did he do?
He's just like misogynistic and like just a dick to everybody.
Okay.
He just like yells at, like,
Just an all around douchebag.
yeah, like he didn't do, I think, like
There's
anything.
no like big like explosion of controversy, just overall dick.
Like, I think so.
Okay.
His politics are bad. No, that doesn't surprise me at all. He's an old white guy. Yeah, I don't know. I'll find it and I'll tell you next week.
Okay, that's
We
fine.
don't have enough time left for me to
Yeah,
search for this.
that's fair. That's gonna do it for us this week. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with a friend. It's the best way that we grow. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at KnifeLifeOSC, KnifeLifeOSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet.
You can find my link tree under Adventure Lady.
Other than that, that's pretty much gonna do it for us here today. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
This has been 8 hour chat.
You can still take antlers on a plane.
Yep.
I forgot my name.
Shan tried it.
I did not.